I think the people of London have shown fantastic resilience and indomitability in getting to work in such overwhelming numbers, and I really congratulate them. We've got more of the tube working than we ever thought possible under an all-out RMT strike. It's nothing like this has ever happened before. The RMT has never called a strike and had it so poorly supported by its members. And so I congratulate the huge numbers of people who are getting to work, and I also congratulate the very large numbers of hard-working staff of the London Underground Service who have turned out to help people to get to work today. And I think if the leadership of the RMT are watching this and watching the huge numbers who are beating the strike, they should draw the conclusion that this action is not strongly supported either by the public or indeed by their own members. So I hope very, very much that they will come to their senses. It is not too late to call this strike off in the next few hours. It is not too late to see sense.
That's all very well.
I think anybody looking at the history of this strike over the last few days will have seen that the RMT, in a way that is completely mystifying to London and to its members, has switched the goalposts, moved the grounds for complaint from pay, which was very, very near settlement, to the mysterious production of two disciplinary cases, which they said had to be taken into account. And I think that produced an overwhelming backlash of hostility, and not just from the public, but also from their own members. And then, of course, the other night, the talks seemed to founder on this issue of exactly what John Prescott may or may not have meant back in 2001 when he spoke of no compulsory redundancies. I want to repeat my point. Those are not good enough grounds to hold a strike of this kind and to put London to this kind of trouble. I do apologise for the trouble that is taking place, and of course I think it is very, very sad that consumers, that commuters are experiencing this kind of irritation and misery in many cases. But I simply urge the RMT to come to their senses, do the right thing, do a deal. There is a very good deal there on the table, and the Transport for London will simply not be beaten or bullied by their tactics.
That's all very well, but why aren't you at the front line of the negotiations? We want to see our mayor come forward and avert this strike.
Let me tell you that Transport for London, neither I nor Transport for London or anybody in Transport for London is going to be bullied by the RMT leadership into producing this or that person at the negotiating table. There is a very, very good deal there to be done. I think members of the RMT leadership know that. I urge them to recognise that, and I urge them to come to the negotiating table and get it done. This is what Londoners want to happen. I've just cycled through the centre of this wonderful city. I've seen hundreds of thousands of people. I've seen huge numbers of people getting to work, beating the strike by their own initiative and through some of the measures that we've been able to put in place to help them with bicycles, with the Marshall taxi scheme of the kind that you've just seen, and many other measures. I think this is a testimony. This is a testimony to the weakness and fragility of the RMT's case.
You have helped.
Last question,
guys.
You have helped,
but what about calls for an army of tube drivers who are prepared to give the RMT less negotiation power? Why can't you call together one of those and then people could have stopped this misery this morning?
Everybody recognises that the RMT have greatly undermined their own case by this action, and people looking at this strike will see that it's basically been called on trivial and indeed capricious grounds by the RMT. The best thing they can possibly do now is call it off, get to the negotiating table where they will find there is a very good deal to be done.
I've got to go and make a speech in Croydon.
You're welcome to come and hear my speech in Croydon about the Outer London Commission.
Why are both sides saying no negotiation?